given us the rain last night.
We humans are pretty good at abandoning people and things.
We're so thankful to everything you've
provided. You remember last week I mentioned a website that encouraged people
to
let go of any relationships that didn't suit them.
You are all knowing
and have become for them old hat.
The things you, even that we struggle with.
Too often we think of people as expendable.
So
this often leads us to thinking we're expendable.
And love you more.
Able to be abandoned by sight.
I pray that we would be people of grace. That we would
I don't know whether you remember that
like
a couple of weeks back there was a sad case
of
a family in Harvey Bay that confronted by a diagnosis of cancer for the mother
you feel
and with disabled daughter. They thought the only way out was for the father to shoot the two of them and then take his own life.
Than ever experience God's mercy and kindness.
Feeling that abandoned.
On my recent flight to Sydney, I read this short, first-hand
account almost beyond
of the Holocaust
belief, isn't it?
The book was called Night.
That they could be in a situation
about a young
where
boy
they had
who
that
lost
feeling,
everything,
regardless of what was going on in their life.
Family was moved to a ghetto. And he lost
the building on the
sister,
screen that we're
going to
look at gives a visual idea of. Of
and
what
finally,
their thought pattern
the
must have been. That's St. John's
and after the war, nobody
orphanage
even
in Goulburn.
Publish his
now, there are plenty of abandoned buildings I could have used, but I thought it was highly unlikely that anyone in this room would have actually ever
into all these
been in that building
but how can
or,
God
that,
show compassion?
Or been in that orphanage.
How can God forgive the people?
It closed in
1978.
And
what about those people who
have
wronged
and
hurt
the mission base, and then in 1994,
what would you like them
the orphanage was closed and
has
been abandoned.
Or harsh.
And in the story of Jonah, we saw last week that it was not
mean.
God abandoning Jonah,
it's
but the prophet Jonah, who would rather die than repent
when we disappoint
of his running away from God, abandoning God.
Because what I can see, this
it was
is what
Jonah who said,
Jonah
"Pick me up."
On.
And throw me into the
very
sea,
first verse
and it will become
Jonah
calm.
To go to the great
Jonah
city of Nineveh and
God.
Preach against it, because its wickedness
it just
has come
as
up
at the finish
me.
Last week.
But Jonah doesn't
God's
do what
sovereignty
God
being
he
recognized
runs in the exact
by pagan
sailors, direction.
Who became
and we'll
followers
hear next week that his reason for running isn't because
God.
He fears the Ninevites.
When all was calm,
he runs simply because he never
the
wants
fear
these
of the
people
Lord
to ever be given the opportunity to know God's grace.
And these sailors were converted, and with
in
sacrifice
fact, the
they made their vows to
48
God.
Verses are spent.
And now in the water,
Jonah
we find
back
Jonah
task,
has been had
he wants
abandoned God, confronted by a
even
great
having
fish.
A giant fish swallow
and
Jonah
a more terrifying
and
thought that God must have abandoned him
on the beach where he started.
Swallowed by the fish, he finds himself inside the fish
why didn't God
for 3 days and three nights.
Different
but God was in control and had certainly not
Jonah
abandoned
go off to Spain and use somebody
the
else?
Fish was there because God
because
had
he
provided
obviously
him.
Had things
but God was still sovereign.
Jonah.
And Jonah was still
there
to
are
do
things
God's
about
commission.
Himself that he wants
what changed in the water?
Us.
And the fish.
Do you
Jonah.
Believe in the resurrection of our crucified
I think quite
Lord,
possibly
God
that in the water he saw what hell would truly be like.
Jonah isn't a problem at all
and he didn't like what he saw
God.
And what he experienced.
I just hope Jonah had
apparently
a
cut off from God
before we begin
in his great misery
he
learned
arrived,
that he truly wanted to be with his sovereign God.
Pretty bad
and he repented and turned once more to the Lord is
because
God.
So much has happened,
we've
almost
this
forgotten
passage,
all
we need to
about
recognize
the Ninevites.
That it speaks more
but
widely
God hasn't
about
forgotten
God
about them. Chapter 3 is Jonah
than
rebooting.
Jonah feeling abandoned by God.
In verse 1 of chapter 3, we have almost the same
this
words.
This time
in
the fish
one,
is when the hand of
then
God
the word
is most
of the Lord
evident.
Came to Jonah a second time, go to the great
Yucks,
city of Nineveh and proclaim to it
in
the
his
message
dissertation
I
on the water
you.
In the
but this
in
time,
the Old
verse
Testament,
3, Jonah
states clearly,
obeyed the word
we, must,
of the Lord
we should remember the significance of water in the Old Testament.
The site of
the
ancient
church.
Nineveh in
Israel swallowing up and death.
It's near where
it
the war against
closely linked
currently
to the presence of the Spirit of God.
Mosul.
He goes on to say
Mosul
that this is part
is
of
Nineveh.
A general principle.
And Nineveh was
that
the ancient
God's
capital of
in God's revelation, no
and the Assyrians
sign
had a reputation not
negative.
Unlike ISIS.
Because
if you think
God's
the behavior of ISIS
is
anything
negative.
New, the Assyrians invented it.
That is a sign
and just
that
just as ISIS
says,
shocks the world, showing
also
off their latest
has within it
on social
the promise
media,
of life.
huge stone panel.
So the creation story begins. The earth was without form and void.
Of war,
darkness was over the face of the
deep. Walls,
but we cannot stop
the
there. It goes on. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face
alive.
Of the waters.
So Jonah is basically
is
being
true
told
of
to
the
go into the heart of ISIS stronghold.
From a symbol of total abandonment of hell.
Of judgment.
Hear Jonah.
Not a nice
here, story. Deep in the realm of
but
the
if anyone
dead,
deserved judgment, God's
help,
judgment,
you
it was,
listen
it was
to my cry.
God's
and as you can
expect,
plan, unknown
Jonah,
Jonah
begins preaching
was that here
the city,
was a way to deliver Jonah from
verse
the
four,
ocean.
40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
We need, when looking at what
Hebrew,
comes on, that goes on in the fish, finished. Not to miss what is
your
happening in Jonah.
Is cooked.
Not to lose sight
imagine
of the miraculous
walking
nature
through the city
of what is happening in the story, of what God is doing with his scandalous grace.
Except in the original Hebrew, the word overthrown.
It's hardly necessary to address the miracle at all, particularly as
overthrown,
Jesus,
which
when
means,
asked
which
by the unbelieving scribes and Pharisees for a
or
sign
mean, turn around,
that might substantiate his extraordinary claims, replied,
and the Ninevites understood Jonah to be speaking about the
a wicked and adulterous generation asked for a sign.
And so they did the second.
But none will be given it except the sign of the prophet
this
Jonah.
This is the big miracle.
For as Jonah was
Jonah.
3 days and three
huge
nights
fish,
in the belly of
the
huge
big
fish,
miracle.
So the Son of Man
Jonah's
will be 3 days and three nights in the heart
because
of the
Because
in
the earth. Very last verse of
we
the whole
that
book, we're told that the inhabitants of Nineveh
40.
Add up to more than 120,000.
But this week coming,
that is the population
mentioned to a non-believer.
That is the number
the
of
story
people
of Jonah.
Who gathered in the south
and
bank.
And the question is, how can you believe the story of a man followed by a fish and 3 days later spat out on dry land will come?
And yet
to
now
confirm.
We're told, verse 5.
Indeed, the starting
the
point.
Believed God.
The starting statement
proclaimed, and all of them
could
the
be, I don't believe in miracles at all.
Put on sackcloth.
For the person who's skeptical. Skepticism is about God
humbles
and his sovereignty
God. And, this is
and his interest in his people,
why in the world
then in
a
sense,
fish when we come to Jonah?
This whole thing is a red herring.
Staggering.
However, it is worth looking
in
at
my
the
own preacher, I'm astonished
put,
when even one
come up
person
now, coming up on the screen.
I'm not surprised because as we preach the gospel,
both whales
speak God's
and,
word faithfully, which we're called to
huge
do,
fish
best
are, that both whales and huge fish are
even though it often
a whole
seems
man. Because certainly in 1891, there was a seaman, James Bartley, who was serving on a whale, was followed by a whale, and that whale was later killed, and on the second day after he had disappeared, they cut open the whale's stomach and found the missing sailor.
Because Jonah doesn't even want
and he was unconscious, but alive, being revived by the best of emergency first aid
to Spain.
With a series
the
of
the last thing
of
Jonah wants is
water.
For these violent Assyrians, enemies of God's people, to turn to God and be recipients
Jonah's
of God's compassion.
Jonah's time in the fish is truly God intervening through his creation to provide Jonah's salvation.
What helps
so
us understand what's
term.
Going on here are God's words in Jeremiah chapter
and
8.
And rather than concentrate
there,
on what
if
is
any
happening
time
in the
I
fish,
announce
let's
that a nation or kingdom is to
now,
be uprooted,
what is
torn down,
inside
and
of
destroyed.
Jonah
and
has
that
been
nation
inside
I warned,
the fish 3 days and nights.
Then I will relent and not...
Here we find Scripture telling us, from inside the fish,
and if at another
Jonah
time I announce that a nation
Lord
or kingdom is to be built up
he
and
said,
planted,
in my distress,
and if it does
I
evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider
from the
good
depth in the realm of the dead, I call for help.
Now therefore,
you
say
to
the
cry.
People of Judah and those living in Jerusalem.
As we look at this portion, we see Jonah
says,
brought
look, I am preparing
to the depths of misery
you,
within the fish,
and devising a plan
and
yet against
he finds
you.
The mercy
so
of God.
So turn from your evil ways.
His misery.
People he's talking to.
He
turn from your evil ways.
He has been forsaken by God.
And your actions.
God
but they will reply,
him.
It's no use.
Rather there, while
we'll
still in the
with
fish,
our own
Jonah
plans, we'll
finds
follow
salvation.
The stubbornness of our evil heart.
At the heart of this passage is Jonah's prayer. And only
even
at the end
of
it does
of
God answer.
God may very well forgive them.
Let us now think about what Jonah prays
God
that God would answer.
Mercy.
This prayer has
it
four true characteristics
to do
of true prayer.
And he shows mercy to the whole of Nineveh.
Say to you, need
but on
to
the other hand, if you and I continue
prayer,
to make plans that take us away from God,
if we are
to
repent
the stubbornness
and get
of our
back
own
on the
hearts,
right path,
instead of believing God's warnings to us in his word, we are
that
heading to
that sounds reasonable
path
enough, doesn't it? Yet Christians can be dishonest in our prayers. We can come to the Lord with a prayer or part of a prayer that seems to overlook some circumstance that He has caused, ignored some sin that God has highlighted in our lives, or seek to obtain some request that we know has already been clearly rejected.
Because news travels fast.
You ask, how do we do this? Well, like the daughter in a story frequently told by Donald Barnhouse and repeated by James Boyce, and I suspect James Boyce repeated it, because the daughter became his wife.
Not only does he step off his throne, but he makes another
step. Come to a father,
he takes things even
with
further.
A request
he
that he had denied.
A decree for
she
the
asked, well, what do you want me to do?
And why
he told her what he
wanted
and went back to his work. She
not only the people, but even the animals, herds and flocks, giraffes.
After
and
some time, his wife called from another room asking the daughter,
where
are you and what are you doing? And she answered,
I'm
waiting for Daddy to tell me what he wants me to do.
Bellowing because they haven't been fed.
Barnhouse raised his head and said,
whatever
you are doing, you are not waiting to
God
find out what
yet
I want.
And with compassion turn from his
I
fierce
told
anger
you,
so that we will not
but you
perish.
Don't like
Jonah it. Certainly didn't give them much
You're actually
hope.
Waiting to see if you can get me to
in
change 40
days,
my mind.
Will be overturned. Where is the grace in that message?
Now,
where is the hope? You're done for, guys.
Can you see yourself
how do you
in
know for
story?
Sure that if you turn to God today, if you
when
ask
the Father
for his
with the smallest becomes God the Father with a big F.
Simply because of who God is.
To whom we come repeating
prayers,
asking for something that He has already clearly
forbidden
or heard
from Jeremiah that any nation that repents
so that
of its
when
evil,
we go
God will
on
relent
anyway,
in
we find that the
but
fruit
also
we reap is
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 that
and we try to explain
the
away the results.
The
we
Lord
say things like,
with
I can't handle
not wanting anyone to perish.
If I keep going, it'll get better. Things like this just happen.
That's God's heart. Or in Jesus' own words, describing
so
God's concern for us as
he
a
acknowledged
shepherd.
His misery. And that God had caused
it,
not circumstances or the sails,
to
or
the
that he suggested that they throw him overboard.
Jesus
instead
says, I tell you that in the same manner, there will be
the
more rejoicing in heaven over one
you
sinner who repents
the
depths,
into the very
heart
of the sea, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over
Jonah
me.
Jonah should give us great
I
hope.
I said, I've been banished from your sight. Yet I look again towards your holy temple.
To Nineveh.
And the engulfing waters threatened
people
me.
In the
deep surrounded me. The seaweed was wrapped around my head.
To forgive them, include even them in his
to the roots of the mountain
when
I
God
sank down. The earth beneath me barred me in
when
forever.
God saw what they
but
did,
you, Lord my God, brought
and
my
how they
life up from the
ways.
Pit.
He relented
so
and did
here
not
we
bring
see
on him the destruction.
God in the character of a judge who summons Jonah to a trial, witnesses against him,
even be
guilty of the verdict, and sentenced him to death.
Heaven.
And this happened immediately. Jonah faces
an
terror beyond words.
In heaven.
Is that not where just
praising God
is
grace.
Is
remember
not
Jared
what we've just read amazing?
Last week. He's been
Jonah's
a
hair's
breadth
from being from death, and he comes to prayer.
Return to God.
Banished, but looking towards God's holy temple and praying honestly, declares all that has happened to him to be his fault,
because
and that he was genuinely sorry for his disobedience,
even to his worst enemies.
And here is
the only way
sorry,
we can possibly
Jonah
get our heads around
the vital
only way we
step
can
in
come
his prayer
to
because not only is
have
he
a deep
honestly acknowledging
of our
what
own heart,
it, but he comes to God repenting.
To keep reminding
of his
ourselves
sin.
That no
he acknowledges
one is righteous,
that
not
everything
even
that is happening
when it comes to God's
while caused
standard,
by God is his
none
fault.
Of us can possibly
he deserves
reach it.
In verse 8, he declares
when it comes to
those
sin,
who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them.
Romans chapter 3 verse
Jonah
11
is
there
is declaring
no
that when we put something between God
no
and ourselves we turn from him and turn from God's grace and mercy
what Jonah was yet to come to
the other standout feature of Jonah's
no difference between Jew
is
and Gentile
he
all
asked for nothing
fall short of the glory of God
how
none
often
of us
when
God's
we pray
grace
and we do all the right things to is it all about the last little word, Lord, will you help me with this?
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount that we're going to explore together early next year.
He asked for nothing.
And he's given
the reality of our
heart
most important of all.
You've heard people say, you shall not murder.
He's given a renewed
relationship
with
God. Anyone who's angry with a brother or sister will be subject to
justice. He is still in the fish. He knows he has been properly judged.
You've heard it said, you shall not commit adultery.
Salvation comes from the Lord. He has received salvation. Not by being returned to dry land, you notice. Because he's still in the fish.
I was an adulterer.
But he has been saved to eternal life.
Without God, I was a terrorist.
And Jonah here in the middle of the ocean, swallowed by a fish and awaiting death, gives
thanks.
Our
only hope is what we celebrate today.
What could Jonah possibly be thankful for?
As Paul beautifully describes for us in 1 Timothy, he's a trustworthy saint that deserves full acceptance.
But if we think in spiritual terms and think of a spiritual deliverance, then there is much. Jonah has no hope of deliverance
from
the
fish. Romans chapter 5, God demonstrates his love for us in this while we
were still.
But
far more importantly, he has found the grace of God again. In his word, he has found salvation. Is there anything greater to give thanks for than
that salvation comes from the Lord? How can God remain just and yet freely forgive the Assyrians and even me?
Indeed, there
by
is.
Taking the full force
and here
of
in the belly of the fish, Jonah gives thanks for the abiding grace of God who provides our adoption
into
eternal life.
He said, but we are getting what our
whatever happens,
deserve.
Jonah has reached a place where he knows he's in the care of God.
He took
live
that
or die, Jonah does not
I
know what will
out
happen.
On me, and
but his prayer shows us what is happening when he prays, but you, Lord, my God, brought my life up from
the
pit.
Nazis deserved on
when my life was ebbing away,
those who didn't
you
repent
still
under his rock.
I remembered you, Lord, and my prayers rose to you, to your holy temple.
Just as any members of the Presbyterian Church do not repent,
that can only be seen as signs of judgment for his disobedience. And now suddenly, when Jonah has accepted his condemnation, and before God acknowledges his guilt, and that God is just, he sees that all the time God has been showing him grace, scandalous grace,
that
no one has a right to expect. No one.
And the book of Jonah has been given us to help us come to terms with God's scandalous grace.
He doesn't even have the beginning of
it. In chapter 1 we see idolatrous sailors,
verse 1 and 2 tell us,
on that ship
from inside
to God and receive God's
grace. Jonah prayed to God his to the Lord.
What we've seen today is a city full of terrorists.
Jonah had no knowledge of salvation.
120,000.
All he had was a desire.
And you'd think Jonah would be
repent,
overjoyed
to condemn himself and recognize the sin.
You'd think he'd be pumped at the incredible change God's message has produced. But as we'll see,
Jonah's
next week,
prayer is about giving thanks
unhappy
to God for his restoration.
Maybe because he doesn't
of the broken creator
the
creature relationship. Do you
why is it
that
we find it so hard to forgive other people? That we can often be so ungracious in the way we treat each
between your creator and yourself.
We are often uninspired and ungenerous in our gospel effort.
So Jonah now turns his statement from chapter 2
maybe
his statement
to
chapter 1.
The incredible grace God in his mercy.
Or should I say boast?
Maybe because we've forgotten that what is most dear to God's heart.
To the sailors he had declared, I'm a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who
maybe
made
like
the
Jonah, we
and the
need
dry
a
land.
Maybe like Jonah, my heart needs
to
be realigned with God's. I need to be vomited back
can you
up
hear
on that
the
beach
sense of privilege?
To remember
words,
the great
Hebrew,
God is showing
I worship
me
the Lord. All this changes, and now Jonah is a sinful human being.
To not lord it over each
all
other,
sinful
but wash
humans
each other's feet.
And come
to realign my heart
God's
with the task Jesus has given
thus
us to go and make disciples
of
all nations. To embrace the idea of diversity,
for a moment,
that God wants
Paul's
people
words
of all nations to come into his kingdom. No matter what they
for
say.
By grace you have been saved through
and
faith.
And then to pray
and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Not a result
day
of works, so that no one may boast.
That God would cause many people in
these words
people from all
Jonah
nations
and
cultures
and
to humble
and
themselves
you
in repentance.
God it only comes
God so we can
as you come to God
admitting
that you deserve nothing but his wrath and condemnation and place our
and
faith in his Son, the Lord
the
Jesus Christ,
that
we experience the grace of God fully. Indeed, as we think about
people
this prayer of Jonah
even
and the fact that while we are might
from cultures
never have
far
been
removed
in a huge
from ours
city.
And a friendship with us.
I do wonder
even
how many of us
homes.
Can truthfully
people who've come
say
from overseas have never
we have
been
got,
into
never
Australia
gone against
home.
What we knew God wanted us to do. I'm sure I can't.
The concept of Australia is changing, though, isn't it?
So as we think about Jonah's
one
prayer,
author wrote, if you don't like
are
the
we prepared to only pray prayers that are honest?
But Jonah
declaring
reminds
that we have
us
put
that God invites
between God and ourselves and in our repentance
us
ask nothing for ourselves.
With you.
Coming
why
instead
we
with thanksgiving
God
as we know again the feeling of God's great
dear Heavenly
power,
Father, we are reminding
and committing
Jonah
once more to lives
house.
That reflect the vows we,
Jonah doesn't get
we
it
made
yet.
When he declared for the first time
he preaches,
Jesus,
but his heart's not in it.
As our Lord and
that
Savior.
He preaches, you
it is then, having experienced God's scandalous grace, that we can
city.
Join
Jesus
with Jonah in saying, salvation
men
comes from the Lord. Let's pray.
The young and the old, the rich
oh,
and the
gracious
old,
Heavenly Father,
king,
we just praise and thank you
and sits in the dark.
That indeed your grace flows
Lord,
out
help
to
us
your people
constantly
as they turn
remind
to you
ourselves
in
every day of just
and
how much you
experience. The salvation that
but
can
we
only
no better
come
than anyone
from you.
Else, but in your sight.
And so, Father, we just ask
that we
that
are
in
all
this week and in the weeks ahead,
deserving
we
your
live
fierce
lives
anger,
that would honour that
you
salvation.
You have redirected the full force of your anger
we would
onto
go
Jesus
out and we would share
so that
about
we can
Jesus
go free.
And how his life and death
forgive
and resurrection
you,
and
forgive us when we haven't
we
shown grace to others as you've shown grace to us. Reboot our hearts,
provide us
Lord,
with a way to your salvation,
put us
to your
back
eternal
on that
life, to eternal life with you.
That we might have a heart like yours,
we just ask
Lord,
this
Lord,
all,
that
you would be with us and your
understands
spirit would guide
your astonishing
in Jesus'
grace.
Precious name.
And we want other people
Amen.
To know it as well. Help us, dear Lord, in this we pray. Amen.